money is a problem, Victoria Legal Aid may provide you with a grant to pay your solicitor and barrister. However, even if you do gain a grant from Victoria Legal Aid, do not assume it will continue throughout the case. It is in your best interest to be thoroughly familiar with what is happening in your case at all times. Your file may be handed from one solicitor to another within the one firm. You are the only one in a position to have a thorough knowledge of your case. Not only is it wise to keep informed, but a legal aid grant withdrawn prior to a hearing will destabilise you completely. Although you should be served with the documents close to 28 days before the initial hearing date, in practice many respondents will be served and required to attend court within a few days. This practice of shortlisting does not allow respondents adequate time to even come to terms with what is happening to them, let alone choose a solicitor and prepare an adequate response. These shortlistings are only one way of the many ways some solicitors use to destabilise their opponents. However, an adequate response in this and every stage in these proceedings is most critical. The interim court hearing will usually determine with whom the children will reside and what contact is allowed between them and the other party on a temporary basis. This interim hearing may set the conditions which last for up to 2 years before the final hearing takes place. This interim hearing relies on the written material in the affidavits. No verbal evidence is given by either of the parents in this hearing. Therefore, it is essential to counter each and every allegation that may be made against you, but be 100% truthful. Otherwise, the whole matter will depend on who is the more convincing liar, and you will have no chance of having matters overturned by proving the other party committed willful and corrupt perjury if you have done the same. Already the respondent is at a huge disadvantage, as the applicant has had time to have matters fully prepared before filing documents in the family court, thus starting the clock on the litigation process, which will continue in one form or another for more years than you could ever imagine. This is the end of part one of the presentation. Part two, which is not as long as part one, is on 0393820569. You have time to find a pen and paper, as I will repeat the number for a further minute. Part two of this presentation, which includes the names and addresses of other sources of help, is on 0393820569. 0393820569. 0393820569. 0393820569. 0393820569. 0393820569. 0393820569. 0393820569. 0393820569. 0393820569. 0393820569. 0393820569. 0393820569. 0393820569. Thank you.
Thank you for calling.